You know, there's only one place in the New Testament where we are taught about the armor of God and how we can stand against the schemes of the devil. Only one place in all the epistles. And that is Ephesians 6, verse 10 onwards. And what is the passage immediately before that? The home life. Husbands and wives, chapter 5, verse 22 to 33. Children and parents, chapter 6. The home. And then immediately after that, resist the devil. Because the devil is going to attack the home. From Genesis 3, we know that. That we see the connection here in Ephesians 5. And what is the solution to it? Ephesians 5:18. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. There's no way to resist the devil unless you're filled with the Holy Spirit. You cannot resist the devil in your own cleverness and strength, not even after having listened to this message. You heard a message which is the truth. You understood in your head. Don't think you can resist the devil with your intellect. He's cleverer than you. You need something in your spirit. The Holy Spirit to come and fill your spirit, fill every area of your life. If you want to be a spirit, if you want to resist the devil, you need to be a spirit-filled man, a spirit-filled woman. Then you can protect your home from the devil. That's why how to be spirit-filled, one simple rule. Thirst and faith. John 7, verse 37 onwards. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water, which he spoke about the Holy Spirit. I see these are the two requirements to be filled with the Holy Spirit. John 7, 37 and 38. Thirst and faith. A thirst which is desperate. Lord, I will not let you go until you fill me with the Holy Spirit. You read in Genesis 32. And that's how Jacob prayed. Oh God, I will not let you go until you bless me. And he was blessed. And he became Israel, a man of power. A picture for us. A person today who thirsts after God and says, Lord, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I will not let you go until you grant it to me. And faith. Lord, I believe you will do it for me. Not this desperate, oh, I don't know whether you'll do it or not. I don't know whether I'm worthy or not. No, you're not worthy. I might as well tell you right now. If you're thinking of being worthy, forget it. Nobody's worthy. You say, I don't deserve it. Of course you don't deserve it. You'll never deserve. You don't even deserve forgiveness of sins. None of us do. We are given what we don't deserve. Forgiveness of sins, the fullness of the Spirit. But we have to thirst and believe. I'll tell you, it changed my life. When God filled me with the Holy Spirit 47 years ago, my whole life was changed. I began to know God as my Father. I overcame discouragement. I came to rest in my heart. I found that the devil would be frightened of me. The church, I got the ministry to build the church. So many things. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, even Jesus began his ministry only after being filled with the Holy Spirit. You never read in the first 30 years Jesus casting out the devil or any such thing. It all began after he was anointed with the Holy Spirit. I could never cast out a demon till I was filled with the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you honestly. But after that, I don't believe any demon could stand before me if I was filled with the Holy Spirit. Not because of me, because Christ in me, because the Holy Spirit had filled me. I urge you, brothers and sisters, what is the most important requirement to be for have a good family life? Good instruction, sure, God's given us his word. But this whole section on family life, which begins in Ephesians 5, verse 21 actually, not 22. Husbands, be subject to your wives. Have you ever read that verse? Husbands, be subject to your wives. People say, Brother Zach, what are you teaching? I'm teaching Ephesians 5:21. Have you read Ephesians 5:21? Or does your understanding of the family life begin with verse 22? Before verse 22, read verse 21. Be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. That means give room for your wife to grow. Be subject doesn't mean be her slave or make her the head. No, 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 no. Don't go to extreme teachings. But be subject to one another, not even in the church. As an elder in the church, I must be willing to be subject to others to in different ways without giving up my authority as an elder. I'll tell you how as a man, as a husband, you must be subject to your wife. Don't misunderstand me. 1 Peter chapter 3. Here's how a husband should be subject to his wife. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. You husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way. That's how you got to be subject to her. Not by obeying her. No, you're the head of the house. Never give up your headship. Husbands, never give up your headship. You are the father of your children. It's your duty to discipline your children. Primarily, your wife is only to help you there. She's a helper. Adam was not created to be a helper to Eve. Eve was created to be a helper for Adam. That's what we read in Genesis chapter 2. I will make Adam a helper, suitable for him in every way. So don't ever forget that. So I'm not taking away the place of the man as the head of the house, but how is he to be subject to his wife? You need to understand scripture. Which scripture gives us the answer? 1 Peter 3:7, husbands must live with their wives in an understanding way. Very important words. What must they understand about their wives? Mainly, she is a weaker vessel. She is weaker. Recognize, husbands, recognize that your wives are weaker, not just physically. That any fool on earth also knows that women are weaker. It's not that. She's weaker in many ways because she's been made to be a mother. She's very sensitive and her personality is created to be a mother, and therefore she's weaker. Emotionally, she's weaker. She cries more quickly. That's not because she's wrong, but just because she's a woman. Why do women cry more quickly than men? It's because she's a woman. It's not because the man is spiritually stronger. Rubbish. It's because she's a woman. A man must live with his wife, recognizing that she's a weaker vessel. And I hope, I mean, in ordinary things, we recognize that. Supposing you and your wife are traveling in a train and you've got two suitcases. Who will lift the heavy one? I hope your husbands will lift the heavier one. I know in some villages in India, it's the woman who carries the heavy one on her head. But that's heathenism. In Christianity, the husband will take the heavier one. Sure. That's how it should be. Because she's a weaker vessel. Recognized in other areas also, she's weaker. So bear with her. Don't say, why can't you do this when I can do it? Why can't you overcome when I can overcome? Don't speak like that. Recognize that your wife is a weaker vessel, number one. That's what he's got to understand. The second thing he's got to understand is that she's a fellow heir. A fellow heir means, the word heir speaks of being a throne. Those who are going to sit on the throne. God is the king and he's got some heirs who are going to sit with him on the throne. Children who are the heirs of the king. Husband and wife are fellow heirs. That means both of you have got thrones, but the thrones are the same level. The wife's throne is not a little lower than the husband's. It's the same level. Fellow heirs. Treat her not as the king, but as the queen. I've often told husbands this simple rule. I say, do you want your wife to treat you like a king, like the king of the house? And husband says, yes. I say, I'll tell you how. Make her the queen. Simple. In the house. Then she'll be the king. But if you don't treat her like a queen, you don't deserve to be the king. She's a fellow heir of the grace of life. Now here's the serious part of it. If you husbands do not live with your wife in an understanding way, recognizing that she's a weaker vessel, that she cries more easily, she's weaker, she's emotionally weaker, and recognizing at the same time that your thrones are on the same level. Her throne is not a little lower. She's on equal level before God, even though she's created to be your helper. If you don't understand these two things, that she's a weaker vessel and that she's a fellow heir, your prayers will not be heard. You know why many husbands' prayers are not heard? They can pray day and night. God will not pick up the phone. You won't even pick up the phone. leave alone, not answer. He won't even pick up the phone. Because, that's what it says in verse 7, your prayers are not, now you know why your prayers are not being heard, brothers. So, Ephesians 5:21, be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. And then, wives, you must be especially subject to your own husbands, as to the Lord, and husband, be the head of your wife. That's the divine order. You violate that order, then you're opening the door for the devil.